Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor to welcome all of you to FAO and open the Global Symposium on Soil Organic Carbon. I'm grateful that the President Conroth accepted my invitation to join us today and also tomorrow for the Water Day. His presence here demonstrates the importance of the issue at hand. Soil organic carbon ties together some of the key questions for sustainability. Climate change, land and soils, agriculture, and of course, food security. At the end, it's all about food security. Fiji, as other small island developing states, knows well and in first hand the risks that climate change poses to our life and our planet. In fact, the SEED's countries are fighting for their survival. I commend Fiji's commitment as the incoming president of the 2017 UN Climate Conference, the COP23, to be held next November in Bonn. At COP23, FAO will continue advocating for the centrality of agriculture and food systems in the global response to climate change. Above all, we will continue to support our member countries in implementing their national determined contributions, NDCs, with concrete actions to promote adaptation and mitigation efforts. Hosting this symposium is part of this process. Let me thank our partners and co-organizers, the IPCC, the UNCCD, and WMO, the World Meteorological Organization. I salute this fruitful partnership and express FAO's commitment to pursue other collaborations. I extend my thanks also to the government of Switzerland and Iceland and to the European Commission, as Marilena already said, for their support for this event. Ladies and gentlemen, the main objective of this symposium is to discuss the role and the benefits of soils and soil organic carbon to promote mitigation and adaptation to the impacts of climate change. As you know, soils act as a source and also as a sink for greenhouse gas. This makes soils a valuable tool for countries to limit global temperature increase and comply with the Paris Agreement on climate change. We will have the opportunity in this event to identify and exchange knowledge on sustainable practices that help to reduce greenhouse gas emission from soil management and also to sequester carbon from the atmosphere, and therefore leverage the potential of soils as an organic carbon storage. This is not only important for mitigation process. In fact, in agriculture, in different sectors of agriculture, livestock, fisheries, forestry, when we adapt, we also help to mitigate. And this is a good example how there is no trade-off between adaptation and mitigation when we talk about agriculture sectors. Soils with high organic carbon content are likely to be more fertile and productive, better able to purify water, and help to increase the resilience of livelihoods to the impacts of climate change. So they contribute to achieving several of the Sustainable Development Goals, especially SDG 2, for eradicating hunger and malnutrition. FAO has been strongly committed to the cause of healthy soils. In 2012, we helped to establish the Global Soil Partnership, the GSP. It has developed a strong collaboration between all stakeholders, from land users to policymakers, improving governance and promoting sustainable management of soils. The GSP has filled the gap by becoming the voice of a previously neglected resource, the soils. Our effort continued with the establishment of an intergovernmental technical panel on soils and the implementation of the International Year of Soils in 2015. Another landmark moment has been recently achieved by the endorsement by member countries of the FAO Voluntary Guidelines for Sustainable Soil Management. I hope that you can have a copy and time to read it, because it's really an improvement in the process of soil management. The guidelines offer a solid base for establishing sustainable soil management as the norm to protect the soil. FAO is now supporting countries to develop the Global Soil Organic Carbon Map. It will serve as a baseline for the amount and distribution of soil organic carbon worldwide. FAO provides training for national institutions to produce their own maps, following standard models and criteria. We expect the global carbon map to be finalized by the end of this year. Ladies and gentlemen, this symposium builds up on all these efforts to preserve and restore soils and to maintain and increase soil organic carbon stocks. The outcomes will inform the deliberations during the COP23 in order to consolidate soils as a valuable resource to address climate change and to promote sustainable development. I am also pleased to see such a large number and diversity of participants here today, from governments and UN agencies to research institutions and civil society organizations. Looking and compared to what we had in Paris when we launched the 4 per mille, sponsored by France government and FAO, I see that's increasing support for this idea that soil is our base also to combat climate change. Working together is the only way forward to achieve a more sustainable and better world for all without extreme poverty and hunger. I wish you a very successful discussion during this day and tomorrow. Thank you for your attention.